Mark Kennedy, the Dutch philosopher, Edison Ricker. I got murdered since I seen you last. I mean married. But it's the same thing, only it's spelled different. I'll never forget the first time I got up in front of the halter. The reason I say halter, you little know how Saturday your fate the bridal tour is over. The preacher says shake hands. Time. Hold on, wait a minute. That's another prize fight I was at. He says take hold of hands. You are now joined in the band to Gimlock. Well, that don't seem to be the name of the lock, but it's some lock where the key is lost and your name is Mud. He says go home and live as one. We live as ten. She's one and I'm nothing. Well, after the crime was committed, we went on our honeycomb. I should have said honeymoon. Well, there ain't much difference. A honeycomb is composed of a lot of small cells, and a honeymoon is one big cell. Well, we got aboard of the steamboat to go to Europe. The first day out, everything was lovely. The ladies went around swapping babies, and the gentlemen swapping butts. But the second day out, everything was different. The waves commenced to get rattled. They got shaken for the drink. And everybody went around looking at each other suspicious-like. As much as to say, if I knew anything about you, I'd throw it up here in a minute. And right in the next cell to me, I mean stateroom. That cell was another trip I took. In the next stateroom to me was a newly married couple. They were both off the sick. Finally, he says to she, what would Ducky do if Duffy died? And she says to he, why Ducky would die too. When it struck me being ridiculous and I started to laugh. He heard me laughing and he knocked on the side of the cell, I mean partition. He says, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Don't you know this boat is liable to sink at any moment? I says, I don't care. I don't own the boat. He says, no, but you'll get drowned. I told him I couldn't get drowned. He says, why not? I told him I had my life insured and I'd ask and see the company. He says, you ought to say your prayers. I told him I never learned how to pray. He says, well, then read the Bible. I told him I never could read in the daytime because I went to night school. He says, for goodness sake, do something religious. I did. The same as the Salvation Army. I took up a collection.